Well, here we are at On Screen and Beyond. This is Will Glover of the Pyramids, and I'm here to inform you and to have fun with you because I know me. We will have fun. You know, I would really appreciate it if you were to follow me on Will Glover Sings and YouTube and Facebook and all those wonderful things like that, Instagram, TikTok, and at my nearest bar, Swallows Inn, when we're doing a little two-stepping. What do you think about that? So what do you think? Shall we do this thing right now?
On Screen and Beyond, an inside look into the entertainment world featuring interviews with people from the movie, TV, and music industry, news on upcoming TV and DVD releases, and the rumor mill. And now, here's the host of On Screen and Beyond, Brian Zemrak.
Hold on to your hats. We are getting ready to jump into the world of music, TV, and movies right here on Screen and Beyond. This is episode 678 of the show that keeps you updated on what's coming your way as far as upcoming new movies, remakes, sequels, and TV and movie DVD releases, as well as our interview segment with a guest from the movie, TV, or music industry. This week on Screen and Beyond, a member of the 60s band Pyramids is going to be joining us. They had the hit Penetration, one of those surf songs that was out back in the 60s. Will Glover is going to be joining us. He was also in Bikini Beach with Frankie and Annette, the whole band, the Pyramids, were in there. And we're going to talk about that experience, about his music, what he's up to now, a whole lot of stuff with Will Glover coming up in just a few minutes right here on Screen and Beyond. And On Screen and Beyond crossword puzzle contest is still going on. You have through the middle of April. You can get all the information at onscreenandbeyond.com, and you can download the crossword puzzle there, and you can also get all the information about how you get into it and all this stuff. You know, just download it, fill it out, take a picture of it, send it to me. Or if you want, if you can't do all that stuff, some people, you know, might not be able to figure that stuff out, you can download it, read the questions, just fill in the answers and send it to me at feedback@onscreenandbeyond.com. And as long as you have all the correct answers, and it must be exactly as it would fit into the crossword puzzle, then if you have all the correct answers, those names will be thrown into a drawing for a winner. And the winner will have a choice of an On Screen and Beyond baseball hat, embroidered, really nice stuff. And if they don't want that, they can have a On Screen and Beyond coffee mug. And you have your choice on that. So either way you want to go. But get in on the fun. It's just a lot of fun. The questions for the crossword puzzle, all the answers are available by listening to an episode of On Screen and Beyond. We tell you what episode, we tell you who was the episode guest, and then we give you the question. So I'll throw you out another one. Last week I gave you one. Let's see, who else did we have? Okay, on episode 331, William Sanderson of Newhart, okay? It's, you know, remember Larry, and, you know, those guys? Anyways, William Sanderson, what film was he in that he says is listed as the 29th of the best films of all time? All right. So he says right in the interview what that was. And you can find the answer just by going to that. Find it on the crossword puzzle where it is and just fill it in. And just, you know, you have a chance to win yourself an On Screen and Beyond baseball hat, embroidered. Nice, you know, really nice one. And if you don't want that, you can get the coffee mug. So you have a choice. Anyways, that's at onscreenandbeyond.com, and you can join in on the fun, so be sure to check that out. And like I say, we have a lot of guests coming our way, and we're going to keep them coming for you, and I hope you're enjoying these. Go to onscreenandbeyond.com to download them all, or go to your favorite podcast provider. And let's see, this week we have some very interesting stuff. Okay, we have some information about Denzel Washington in a new movie. We have, release dates of some of your favorite films that are coming our way. Michael Anthony Hall, we have some information about him. Matlock, all sorts of stuff. So we might as well get right into that. It's time for remakes, sequels, and prequels right here on Screen and Beyond.
Please hang up and try again.
Remakes, sequels, and prequels. It looks like Sister Act 3 might still be in the works, okay? It's been talked about for a long time, but it seems like there's some, you know, hints going out that, you know, maybe it might be made, but we'll see. You never know. And a new standalone Predator film is in the pipeline, and it's called Badlands. And Disney will make Moana 2. Now, we're not talking about the live-action one they're talking about. This is Moana 2, the sequel to the original animated Moana film, okay? And you can look for it in November this year. And Mr. Burton will tell the story of the early years of actor legend Richard Burton. And that's it for remakes, sequels, and prequels. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, it is upcoming new movies. Upcoming new movies, Denzel Washington and Spike Lee will join forces once again in a thriller called High and Low, and a survival thriller called The Swallow. It's about a group of teens that are abandoned in the forest, and it comes to you from the guys who gave us Pet Sematary. And you can look for Zac Efron to star in a thriller called Famous. That's it for upcoming new movies. Next on Screen and Beyond, it's movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Movies on TV and DVD and streaming on July 7th. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 arrives on DVD. And the newly restored supernatural thriller Tormented from 1960 comes to Blu-ray and DVD on April 23rd. Anyone But You with Sydney Sweeney arrives March 12th. Aquaman 2 Film Collection swims onto Blu-ray and DVD on March 12th. And Bad Hombres with Tyrese Gibson and Nick Cassavetes hits DVD March 12th also. And that is it for movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, it's TV and entertainment time.
Hi, this is Eve Plum, and I'm on Screen and Beyond.
TV and entertainment time, Michael Anthony Hall will be joining the cast of Reacher for season 3. CBS is redoing Matlock for TV. We've told you about this one with Kathy Bates in lead. And now, Bo Bridges has joined the cast in a recurring role. And Netflix will produce a new series on the life of Julio Iglesias. And that's it for TV and entertainment time. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, we're going to sit down with Will Glover, member of the 60s band The Pyramids, who had the surfer song hit Penetration. He was on American Bandstand. He's in the movie Bikini Beach with Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello. A lot of fun stuff we're going to talk about Will with. It's Will Glover next, right here on Screen and Beyond. Our guest today on Screen and Beyond was on American Bandstand in the Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello movie Bikini Beach. He played in the 60s surf band The Pyramids, who gave us the surf song classic Penetration. It's Will Glover. Will, welcome to On Screen and Beyond.
Hey, well, thank you very much for letting me be here.
Now,
or shall I say allowing?
Well, I got to tell you, I always get excited when I have a musical guest on because you are part of the rock and roll history. And I just love hearing the stories that you have to say. And I have a feeling you're going to have a few that you can tell us.
I think so.
Well, first off, Will, how did you get involved in music? Is it something you started out as a little kid growing up into, or did you just pop into it later on in school, or how did that come about?
Well, it all came about when my uncle Joe gave me his guitar. one day when I was, my mom used to send me down south every summer. So when I would go down there, it was like a completely different change of scene. We would come from electric lights and we'd go down south and we're with lamps and doing all that stuff with the outhouse. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was a completely different change for my life. But my uncle, who was a great singer, my Uncle Joe was a great singer. And my Uncle Bo was just basically crazy, but he could do Elvis like you just wouldn't believe. So those guys used to give the city boy a bad time. Play this guitar, boy. That's what we would do. So I tried to play it totally upside down. They didn't realize that I was left-handed and they were right-handed. Well, anyway, he gave me that guitar. And that's what I would do during the summer. I would just go and try to play. They would never teach me how to play. They just gave it. You know, it's like the time when I made the mistake of telling them that I didn't know how to swim.
bad thing to say.
Bad thing to say, because my Uncle Bob just grabbed me by the back of the head and threw me in the water.
Oh, geez.
I forgot I was in the water. As soon as I jumped out, as soon as, you know, I bobbed a few times, they pulled me out of the water. And as soon as they pulled me out of the water, a snake jumped in the boat. You know, I was going crazy, and they were just looking at the snake and just went, ma'am, that was that. It was no big deal. They're just crazy as hell. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, now, so we got an idea how you started your musical, influences.
I was about 8 years old.
Yeah. And now, how did the Pyramids come about? How did you get involved with that?
Okay. Before the Pyramids, I had my own thing going. There was a thing called Friday Nighters or Going to the Hutch, a place called the Hutch, or all the places for all the schools. Mm-hmm. I would just take my guitar and I would try to get in with the big bands, and I'd just stand there with it like a statuette, begging Manny Harmon and all those guys to let me sing. And finally, one night, Manny Harmon just said, hey, come up here, kid. And I got up there, and he says, well, what can you sing? I said, could we do Misty? And he said, you can sing Misty? I said, yeah. He started playing, and we did it. And all of a sudden, it was very, very quiet. All the kids came to the top, came to the stage. And when the song was over, I went to walk away. He says, hey, where are you going? I said, well, I'm getting off. He says, can you do another one? I said, well, can you guys play Johnny B. Goode? He says, yeah, we can do Johnny B. Goode. I said, well, let's do it. The place went wild.
Wow.
So that's how my little thing started. I just started from there. And then one day, Skip saw me out there playing my guitar in the quad. You know, most kids take their books and saxophones and stuff like that. And I took my guitar and sat out there in the quad and would play my guitar. And people would stop during the break and listen. And that's how my thing, that's how my thing grew. And all of a sudden, I had a thing going before the Pyramids.
Yeah.
And so then I was a surfer also. You know, this was pretty interesting back then because most black people don't surf or swim even. Anyway, so definitely not in pools. But so when he saw me, he says, could you teach me how to play guitar? I said, well, I'll show you what I know. So one rainy night, man, it's raining like cats and dogs. And this car pulls up and Skip jumps out, and him and his father, and they run into my house. And of course, my mother's, you know, and she backed up. I said, oh, this is Skip. So he asked my mother if he could take me to their house. So that's what happened. That's how that all started. And I told Skip, I said, listen, I'm not a great guitar player, but I will play chords for you. And that's what happened. Skip became a really good lead guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very. In fact, to this day, he's very, very, very clean. A very, very clean guitar player. And so and that's how it happened. So from there, we would do these little parties. The two of us, we just do these little parties. And then all of a sudden, another friend of ours joined us. And Dean Nelson, who has passed on. He got killed on the Vietnam War. He was a medic, and he held on one of those bombs. Anyway, he was a very cool guy. But anyway, that gentleman was like our best player. He was a real good singer in his own. And we tried to get him to be in the band, but he didn't want to be like that. He wanted to be an acoustic singer. Mm-hmm. So finally we tried a few bass players. And then Steve Leonard, out of nowhere, asked us if he could play, which was pretty funny because Steve didn't know how to play. So basically we taught Steve how to play bass. So that it was one of those deals where we kind of meshed. And no matter what happens, and this is a true story to this day, if Skip, Steve, and myself are together, mm-hmm. it's always a mesh. I don't know why, but for some reason, we always mesh. And no matter how many musicians come in and go out, if the three of us are together, it always sounds like we've never split. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that I don't know why, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I bet you have a question to ask me.
I've got all kinds of questions, believe me.
So that I'm not hanging out here. Come on.
Here you are in the pyramids. You've put out a song. You've got, you put out an A side that you wrote.
Yeah.
And the B side ends up going. Penetration is the one that hits it nationally. But yours hit, I understand, from what I understand, hit regionally in different places, right?
Yeah, well, and that's the ironic part of it. A lot of people don't realize that Here Comes Marcia was doing pretty well. That's the reason why Penetration got played. There was a guy, I don't know who the guy was in Riverside, but that guy, that disc jockey, for some reason turned that record over. And it just took off. He called his sister station in Texas. I don't know why he would call his sister station in Texas. I don't know about there being that much water in over there. Anyway, called his sister station, and they started playing it. And next thing you know, it's a nationwide hit 2 weeks later. It was like one of those things that it was meant to be. But a friend of mine I was telling a friend of mine, just think about this. If they hadn't have turned that over, Here Comes Marcia would have been a hit. Right. I don't think it would have been as big a hit as Penetration is.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to explain to you probably what happened, because having experience being on the radio and everything back in the day when you actually played records, it was either you played Indigata da Vida so you could go to the bathroom, or you were in a rush to go to the bathroom and you just slapped the record on, and he probably put the song upside down. That's probably the reason why, so he could go to the bathroom. So,
well, you know, that could have happened.
But now, all right, now you got to tell me, Will, what was it with the bald heads? Why did the whole band decide to do that? Was it a gimmick you were looking for, or what?
Well, it wasn't definitely not a gimmick that I was looking for, because my hair was real long, way longer than yours. Back then, it was down to my shoulders. I was a surfer.
Yeah.
And when our manager, John Hodge, came into a practice one day, and he says, "We're going to cut all your hair off, and we're going opposite the Beatles." I said, "You're not cutting my hair off." He said, "Yes, we are." Bam. Cut our hair off. And next thing you know, he's calling everybody, and bam, bam, bam. So many things are happening in a row. Remember, we're still in high school.
Wow.
And all of these things are starting to happen. And then he says, "You guys are going to be an American Bandstand." I said, "Oh, what's American Bandstand? I don't want to go." So anyway, we went on American Bandstand. Everything just happened. And when people found out we were going to go on American Bandstand, other agents called him And a lot of things happened during that time period. So we did the movie. We had all kinds of gigs. And by the way, like I said before, we were kids.
Yeah.
Missed my prom.
Oh, I didn't go to
prom or any of that stuff. And we had to go and take all of these dance lessons, all of this stuff. It was just unbelievable. All the things that we had to do just for, because we cut our head, our hair off and went opposite the Beatles.
Yep.
Now we did. We didn't want to,
yep.
But we did it. And because of that, so many things opened up for us. It was just amazing.
Now, how was it in school, though? Here you are in school, and, you know, back then, like you say, hair was a little bit longer than it could be now. Did the kids give you a hard time, you know, tease you and everything?
No, they just wanted to dance to us. that's all they wanted to do. And all the, I hate to say this, but a lot of bands in that time period, they started, not to copy, but they would name their bands. That was like something that would relate to the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm trying to think of a few of those bands. I'll think of a few of them, of them in a moment. I just had a senior moment, but that's okay. This one might remember. But there was a lot of bands in that time period that kind of like tried to lock their name into the pyramids.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah. All right. Now, you guys have had a hit. You've been an American Bandstand. What was Dick Clark like?
Dick Clark was very, very funny and a very, very nice man.
Yeah.
And he made us feel real comfortable, helped us out, you know, because there we were. We were young. And we didn't really realize how big American Bandstand was.
Yeah, you guys did look nervous. I got to say, I was watching it earlier today, and it's just like, you guys look nervous, you know? But hey, I don't blame you.
We're high school.
Yeah. I mean,
geez. And we were in front of all of these people. The audience was real, you know?
Yeah. Were you there actually playing?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you guys were, what they call it, pantomiming or whatever, just playing along.
The record?
Yeah, just going.
Well, of course we did. We played along with the record because our version, when we play it live, is longer than 2 minutes, like the record.
Yeah.
So we kind of like did it to the record.
Yeah.
That's the way Dick Clark wanted it. There's only two bands that's ever played live on the Dick Clark show. And it was the Champs. They played live. I don't know the other band, but the Champs played live. Keela.
Yep.
Those guys. They played live.
Yeah.
So, and there was one other band. I don't remember what their names were, but they're the only ones that's ever played live.
Hmm. But it was funny watching you guys are all playing your instruments, and the saxophone guy, he's just moving back and forth because there was no sax in Penetration, right?
That's correct.
So he had it easy.
But to tell you the truth, he was the youngest guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was the youngest guy. But other than the drummer, he was the best musician.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. He was basically Tommy was very energetic and basically very naughty. He was one of those guys that loved to pull jokes and pranks and everything. He would do all these stuff, these things that would just blow your mind. But anyway, he was very, very creative.
Hmm.
And the drummer, he wanted to be Gene Krupa, so he and you can tell that in Sticks and Skins on the album.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that he was pretty advanced for being in the 10th grade.
Wow. The age of you guys at that time was incredible that, you know, here you are on, you know, national TV on Dick Clark's American Bandstand and everything. And then you go show up in a movie. How'd you get involved with that? I mean, let's face it. Frankie and Annette at that time were humongous.
Very, 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 very big. And our manager, remember, he was in high school as well. He was the same age as we are.
Wow.
And that guy, he could go in there and he could talk his way into anything.
Wow!
And I don't know how he did it, but he got us in all kinds of things. I mean, after Bikini Beach. He tried to get us to some other things, and then bam, we went in the Army. So, oh, by the way, well, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, we went into the Army, and everything kind of came to a close right after Bikini Beach and that. But we had a lot of things in the works and in the making until that happened when we got drafted.
Wow.
It was weird. So
now, when in Bikini Beach, did your guitarist really flip off the stage, backflip?
He flipped. Yeah, he was a gymnastics champion. Skip was a gymnastics champion.
That was something.
They didn't even know he was going to do it.
Oh, really?
Wow. No. He just being the ham that he is.
Jeez.
He just turned around and did it. Huh. And they were just shocked. And when it happened, they just let us do it, and we just laughed. You know, you didn't see the rest of the clip, because as soon as he jumped off the stage, we did this thing where we raised our guitars, and he fled. We just started cracking up.
Wow. I can imagine.
We didn't even stick to the deal, because we knew Skip. You know, since he did it, we just started cracking up. Wow. And so so the director stopped everything. They all got together, and they said that they were going to keep that scene in the movie. And it's been one. There's two scenes in that movie that lives and that will live forever. The five bald-headed bald heads across the whole screen. That one.
Mm-hmm.
And the hair being pulled off.
Yes, the hair. Yeah, the Beatle haircuts.
And Skip flipping off. Off the stage and flipping back on.
Yeah.
No matter where I go, people go, did that guy really do that? Yeah, he did the flip off.
Off
the
it. No, no, not on. Yeah, that was trick photography there.
Yeah.
Put it this way. If he could do that back on backwards like that, then he'd be doing something else in the Olympics or something.
And be in time.
Yes. Jeez. Yeah. Sounded like you guys had a lot of fun.
Oh, we did. Do you know who Martha Heyer is?
Not off the top of my head, no.
She was in the movie. She was the girl. She was sitting there with the gorilla.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Yeah.
Blonde.
Yeah.
So Skip is doing something one day, and for some reason, he hit his head on a nail, and he's bleeding. So Martha Heyer takes him and kind of plays with his head a little bit, puts his head on her lap, and Skip was just like, man, I'm going to take advantage of this with Martha Heyer, man. He just acted like he was dying. And we're over there cracking up because we knew that what he was going to do. And it was just so funny to watch him do that.
Huh.
Anyway, it's not funny to you, but it's funny to us.
No, I understand how that is. Yeah. Wow. Jeez. It just amazes me, all the things that you guys did.
Holy interviews. Hi, this is Burt Ward, Robin from TV's Batman. I'm on screen and beyond. Wowie zowie to the Batmobile.
Now, who are you most impressed with the people that you've met over the years in your rock and roll life?
Well, I've met a lot of famous people. And one of the guys that stands out in my mind, that was like the coolest person, was Jose Feliciano.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He used to come in and sit in with us at a place called Daisy Mays in Orange County. And we would be backing him up, and all of a sudden I would get lost because I would be watching his hands. Man, they were just going like lightning. And he would be singing right on key, and it was just like, wow, how can that guy do that?
Jeez.
It was just fantastic. And, you know, I've met a lot of famous people. Ike and Tina Turner.
Wow.
We used to do a lot of little shows with them. This is before they got big. Mm-hmm. Caesar and Cleo. Cleo.
Yeah.
Caesar and Cleo.
Cleo, yeah.
who became 7 years here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Ray Charles.
Wow.
Let's see. Everybody and their dog in that one concert that we did at the very, very beginning of our career. We did this place, we did this show at the Cow Palace. Are you familiar with the Cow Palace?
No.
60,000 people.
Wow.
Huge. Everybody was there. Everybody. I mean, everybody. Chubby Checker. Everybody that Dion, everybody that had a name was there.
Wow.
Little Richard. All those people were there. It was just unbelievable, the talent. Chuck Berry was there. That's when I first met him face to face.
You must have been thrilled meeting him in person.
Well, I won't go into the story, but it was very, very interesting. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Yeah. For being such both of those guys, Marvin Gaye and Chuck Berry, you would think that as many shows that they've done, that they wouldn't be pacing. Both of those guys, I was backstage and I was watching them, and they're pacing back and forth.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, wow, some of these guys, you know. And so I guess they were worried about their show. And it kind of bothered me. And then myself and the guys, not the Beach Boys, but some of those guys from Del Shannon and some of those guys like that.
Yeah.
We were out there throwing disco, catching disco things out there just before our show. And it was just a trip. And then they said, hey, it's time for the Pyramids. Boom. All of a sudden I got this thing in my hand. I'm going, oh my God, I got to go play. Got up there. Got up there, straightened out myself and got up there. And we did our gig.
Wow.
It was cool.
Huh. Yeah. So now I'm sure there's millions of other stories we could go into, but as far as what are you up to now? What are you doing? Are you playing any places sometimes? Is there a place that people, if you are playing, is there a place people can, you know, check you out and find out when you're going to be at places or anything?
Which brings to mind, this is what I would really appreciate everybody doing for me. I'd like you to go to Will Glover Sings. That's one thing. Go to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and your local bar if you're a country dancer. And please subscribe and like it, because I'm getting ready this year to go out and just have a lot of fun in so many different ways. I want to start singing hard again. I'm not going to slide across the stage on my knees like I used to, but I'm going to do all that other crazy stuff that I used to do. I'm going to play a little surf, a little rock and roll, a little rhythm and blues, a little gospel. I'm just going to have fun with people, and I want people to have fun with me, mm-hmm. You know, because I can take it as long as they can take it back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what we want to do with this thing, and we're trying to build it and get people involved in it. I want to get people involved in it, because if they get involved in it, we can laugh and sing and do all those wonderful things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Didn't that rhyme?
Yep.
Did that not rhyme?
Quick, write this down. You might be getting a song out of this one.
Who knows? I got to tell you. So anyway, I also want to, I'm going to try to do a little bit more surf, and there's a couple of other things that I want to tell you. I have albums that are out already. I have a country album out. I have an album out called The Will Glover Experience and Standing in the Line of Fire. That's both of those are out. But I'm coming out with a new album.
Great.
That's all surf. And it's going to be like the old surf. Surf music today, it's very strong and powerful. If you see the guys and you listen to them, it's great. It's great what they do. But it's mostly power chords. It's power chords, and it's a little bit louder than I'm used to hearing, but that's okay. You know, Dick Dale was the ultimate when it comes to being loud. Yes. So he started that loud stuff. But anyway, my album that I'm coming out with is basically going to be like the old surf, like, you know, Walk Don't Run and yeah. all those songs by the Ventures and Shantae's. They all had what? They all had one thing in common. Well, actually, two things in common. They had a melody, and you could distinguish that melody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with that melody, they had great chords behind it.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I want. That's what I want to do. I want to recreate that. I'm doing my version of Penetration. It's going to kick tail. Anyway, and so I want everybody to be looking forward to that, because it's going to be a fun album. Well, it was fun for me anyway. It's just about done. I have one more song, and I'm not what you would call a perfectionist. I'm not one of those guys, but I do like it to be right or correct. Mm-hmm. So I have this there's two lines on this one song called Carol Ann. It's actually a rewrite of the Carol Ann that I did years ago for the Pyramids, but this is a rewrite of that song. There's one line that just drives me crazy in the song, and so I have to fix that before I put it out there, because it drives me crazy. So that's that. I bet you got another question.
Yeah, well, it's just the hearing. So now, where specifically can they go? Do you know the, like I say, is it a website, or is there on YouTube? Is there a name, or do they just punch in Will Glover Sings and that's it?
Well, right now that's what we're doing. I haven't built my new website yet. Mm-hmm. That's coming. We have a lot of things that we're planning to do this year. We're going to, like I said, we're going to go for the goal. You know, and as long as I can stand up and do all the things that I want to do, we're going to do them.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to, with the band that I'm going to put together for the Pyramids, it's going to be called Willie and the Pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to do some of the steps just like the old Pyramids used to do.
Neat. Yeah.
And we're going to have fun with that. And then we're going to do what Will Glover does. He just goes for the goal. He got one of those Chuck Berry songs and goes for it. So people expect that from me.
Yeah. Now, Will, I got to ask you.
Uh-oh.
With Will Glover and the Pyramids, are you shaving your head?
No. But I must say this. Lost quite a bit of it. But I'm praying that the Father has a little mercy on me and lets a little bit of that grow.
So nobody's forcing you this time. Nobody's going to force you to cut it all off this time, right?
No, not this time.
Well, you know, be sure to let me know, have Matt or you or whoever, let me know when you do release this album, because I will put it in our news segment of the show. So people who are listening to this, whether it's another couple of weeks, a month, or whatever, I can let them know, and we'll have all kinds of people that'll know about this also. So I want to make sure that we get that information when it comes out.
Well, I got to tell you, I really appreciate that. And whenever I'm doing something, and if there's some way that I can plug you, I'll do it. Just let me know.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'll try to do it, you know?
Yeah. Great. Well, Will, I want to finish up with one final question. And this is going to take us away from the shaved heads, the Bikini Beach movie, the penetration with the Pyramids and everything else. But when you sit back and relax, what are your favorite TV shows now and of the past? And what are your favorite movies now and of the past? What do you enjoy?
Oh, my Lord. You're not going to believe what my favorite movies are. Most of my favorite movies are Western movies. That's Silverado was probably the best
movie
ever made. But my favorite movie, and you probably won't believe this, but my favorite movie that I've watched 100 times is Invitation to a Gunfight.
I'd have
and
to,
you probably, I, with I, Yul Brynner.
Okay. I think I yeah. remember that.
That's
now.
That's before he started, you know, weird stuff, you know, losing his eyes and killing everybody.
He could have been in the pyramids.
He could have. In fact, he had a bald head before.
Yes. Yeah. Well, sorry, I had to throw that in.
Well, that's good. And the other guy that used to suck that the sucker all the time, that detective.
Oh, Kojak. Telly Savalas.
Yeah, he could have been in that too, but he's pretty crooked in most of his movies, so I don't know if I wanted him around.
When you were a kid, what did you watch?
Oh, my God. See? Like I said, I don't think you're going to. I've always been kind of like a Western guy.
Yeah.
I've always liked Western movies. My favorite movies, Lashley LaRue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. When I was like 6 years old in Virginia, he came to town. And me being Will, I was sitting right up front to see Lashley LaRue. And I don't know, for some reason, he says, "Hey, kid, come up here."
Really?
Wow. I went up and he says, hold this handkerchief. When he took his whip to lash it out of my hand, I moved my hand and his whip went around my hand. You've never seen so many guys come up there on the stage in your life, man. They were like, just like that. And the thing is, it didn't hurt me at all. I was crying, but it wasn't because it hurt me. It was because Lashley LaRue's whip was on my hand.
Jeez.
I mean, think about it. Because I was a kid. And yeah. I was just hugging him and all this stuff. It was just unbelievable.
Wow. You
know, my favorite, those. I have one other guy. Now, like I said, I'm an old guy, and I go along with a lot of those old values. My other guy... is Hopalong Cassidy.
Yeah, classic.
Now, we don't have those kind of people in movies today.
Yeah. We've lost the heroes, you know, like that.
So, those, and I still watch those movies to this day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like them because I know how they're going to end.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy's going to win.
Yep.
Bad guy's going to jail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. They didn't play. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And, if we ever get back to that, believe me, our nation's going to be a heck of a lot better.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I liked about those guys, especially Hopalong Cassidy, he used to lean right into the camera and he'd say, "Okay, kids, I want you to respect policemen because they're really nice people. They're just like you and me. I want you to go to school. I want you to study hard. I want you to be a nice person. Be nice to everybody." You know, Hopalong Cassidy used to say that. Mm-hmm. Do you hear anybody saying that today? No, they're saying, you know, I'm not going to say what they say because you can't say that in next company.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
And we need some of those people to start acting like that and telling kids, hey, if you want to help yourself and help our nation, you should try to do this or you should try to do that. Try to be kind. Try to be the best possible person that you can be instead of wanting to be a gangster.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's it. And so,
Will, I want to thank you so much for joining us here and thank you for all the stories you've given us.
Yes. Hey, well, thank you very much.
Will Glover, be sure to check him out on his website. Going to be a lot of fun checking him out on YouTube and all the other places he was talking about. It's just going to be so much fun to see him and hear him do some of his music and talk about his career and everything else. So be sure to check that out. Will Glover. And we are going to be having another episode of On Screen and Beyond coming up next week, so I hope you'll be sure to join us. Going to be a fun guest, so hopefully, you know, it's going to be bring back a lot of memories for you if everything works out on this with this person who I'm referring to, but not going to tell you. So, okay. But anyways, I think you'll enjoy it. If it works out, we'll let you know as soon as it goes up, because all you got to do is go to your favorite podcast provider and you turn around and you like or follow or subscribe or whatever they call it. Get that episode of On Screen and Beyond as soon as we put it up. Just by doing that, doesn't cost anything, and you get it, you know, as fast as it goes out. So be sure to check that out at onscreenandbeyond.com, your favorite podcast provider. And like I said, the On Screen and Beyond crossword puzzle contest is going on. You still have all the way through the middle of April to do this. And if you go to onscreenorbeyond.com, we have all the rules and the actual crossword puzzle you can download. And all that information is right there on the front page of onscreenorbeyond.com. So join in on the fun and check it out, okay? And you might get yourself an On Screen and Beyond baseball hat embroidered. Or you could get yourself a On Screen and Beyond coffee mug. So you'll get yourself a little On Screen and Beyond merchandise. But if you don't have, you don't want to try the crossword puzzle contest, you can always go buy it, because it's there at onscreenandbeyond.com, top of the page. The button says On Screen and Beyond merchandise. Click on that and you can get all kinds of stuff: t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, mugs, glasses, everything else. Be sure to check it out. Well, that is it. We are ending another episode of On Screen and Beyond. Another fabulous guest coming next week, so I hope you're going to join us. Tell a friend about On Screen and Beyond. Get things going here and get more and more people to listen, and we'll get more and more people on here for you. And that's it. That's a wrap for this episode of On Screen and Beyond. So until next time, when we once again take you on screen and beyond, I'm Brian Zemirak. Take care.